Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurt Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the book of Isaiah. We're in chapter 26 today with verses 1 through 8. On that day this song shall be sung in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He sets up victory as our walls and ramparts. Open up the gates that a righteous nation may enter, one that keeps faith. With firm purpose you maintain peace. In peace because of our trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those who dwell on high. The lofty city he brings down. He brings it down to the ground, levels it to the dust. The feet of the needy trample on it, the feet of the poor. The way of the just is smooth, the path of the just you make level. The course of your judgments, Lord, we await. Your name and your memory are the desire of our souls. So today in Isaiah 26 verses 1 through 8 provides a profound insights into the nature of faith, peace, and trust in God amidst life's challenges. This passage highlights a future day when God's people will sing a song of salvation, celebrating their security in Him. It emphasizes that those who keep their faith in the Lord will maintain a perfect peace, a peace that transcends daily trials and tribulations. This peace is rooted in the unwavering trust in God, our eternal rock. When we place our confidence in God, we are reassured that His promises are our foundation. In a world often filled with chaos and uncertainty, the believer finds solace in the knowledge that God is sovereign and unchanging. Isaiah reminds us that true stability comes from relying on the Lord alone. He is not merely a refuge. He is the rock upon which we stand firm against the storms of life. Conversely, the scripture warns of the fate of those who forget God and deny His presence. Selves lost in pride and self-sufficiency will be humbled. Such is the fate of those who turn away from the faith, only to experience the emptiness of their own understanding. These verses serve as both a reminder and a call. While the faithful find safety in God's embrace, the proud and the dismissive face the consequences of their choices. As our souls await the name of the Lord, let us cling to our faith in Him. May we deepen our trust, remembering that true peace comes from knowing Him as our eternal rock and turning our hearts back to the Lord. We will find joy, strength, and a peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We always pray for those we've said that we would pray for each and every day, and we pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. You know their names. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. And this is day 8 of a novena for the repose of the soul of John Jeffries. My good friend John, rest in peace. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ. Christ fed. Today my poem comes from Isaiah 26, it's verses 1 through 8. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, Your Memory Are the Desires of Our Souls. In that day songs of joy arise, a city fortified under sapphire skies. With walls of salvation, hearts aglow, the faithful gather, in trust they grow. Open the gates, let the righteous in. The path lies clear where hope begins. In perfect peace, he guards the way for those who lean on him each and every day. Their minds set firm on truths divine. In trials and shadows, his light will shine. Though the world may tremble and fears abound, with steadfast hearts, his grace is found. The lofty are humbled, the proud brought low, the paths of the just in his mercy flow. Though nations may falter, his word stands strong. In the heart of the faithful we sing our song. We wait in silence for your will to unfold. In the shelter of shadows your love we behold. Though mountains may crumble and seas may roar, our trust is rooted in your eternal evermore. So teach us, Lord, to walk in your ways, to seek you in shadows and honor your days. For in the city of strength our spirits delight. In your perfect peace we find our light. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's December 4th, 2025. Recording this morning at 5:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I miss you by being by your side last night as I'm waking up in Miami this morning at Mom's house, getting ready to go to the dentist in downtown Miami at the Veterans Administration as I have been doing for the last 20 years. May the Lord give us grace and understanding and peace this morning as we call out his name in our journey of love. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May Jesus bless each and every one of you in his holy name. Jesus. Amen. God bless you.